This is an executive summary of how to analyze a rights balance sheet, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A right can own excellent properties and still be a poor investment if its balance sheet is fragile. Because rights use debt to finance real estate and pay out most of their income, so they can't easily build cash reserves from retained earnings, the structure and timing of their borrowing matter enormously. A right with too much leverage, debt maturing into a bad market, or development commitments it can't comfortably fund can be forced into dilutive equity raises, distressed asset sales, or distribution cuts, even when its properties are sound. Analyzing the balance sheet is how you judge that financial risk. It means reading the key lines: real estate assets, total debt, cash and liquidity, preferred equity, checking leverage and liquidity, debt to EBITDA, net debt, available revolver capacity, studying the debt maturity profile, laddered versus concentrated, assessing development pipeline risk, committed spend and funding needs, and combining it all into a judgment of balance sheet strength. This comprehensive walkthrough covers each step in turn. Note that this is educational information, not investment advice. Verify the current data and your situation with your advisors. How much disclosure you get on these balance sheet lines depends on the rights structure, a topic our comprehensive right primer unpacks. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.